So tonight, as a completion of the course, healing course, as there's need to receive the lineage of the blessing or the meditation mantra, the meditation, the blessing of the deity, the different aspect of the fully enlightened being, that which, you know, because the omniscient mind is bound with the infinite compassion for us, the sentient beings. So, therefore, the omniscient mind, Dharmakaya, or the omniscient mind, this complete pure wisdom manifested in a different aspect to eliminate different obstacles. Different obstacles of us, sentient beings. However, in order to obtain happiness for the sentient beings, to pacify the obstacles, to achieve even the temporary happiness. It is for us to achieve even the temporary happiness, the obstacles to receive for those then to be pacified, and especially in order to attain the ultimate happiness. Everlasting happiness, the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment in order to experience, in order to achieve, us to achieve these, to have this success, then the obstacles, you see, in order to be pacified, so manifested. However, then, for the success of all, temporal happiness and ultimate happiness, which, what we wish, that which we as sentient beings wish, then in order to succeed. So the Dharmakaya of the omniscient or Dharmakaya or the omniscient mind, the complete pure wisdom, as it is said, bound with the infinite compassion for us. For us or the sentient beings. So this omniscient mind, this complete pure wisdom, then is a manifested that which is also absolute guru. You see what we hear, what we call the real meaning of that. Of the absolute guru, okay, manifested in these different aspects. So first one is the healing Buddha, the healing, fully enlightened beings, the initiation or the blessing, the permission to be able to practice. There are seven medicine Buddha. The seven is the the healing fully enlightened being. these seven healing fully enlightened beings this these meditation Buddhas are not only for they are not only for healing disease. They are very powerful also, you see, to bring success. To bring success, the temporary, you see, success, ultimate success, you see, to have all the success, they are very powerful for us sentient beings to, you see, to bring success. The reason why, why they are, you see, their aspect is for also to bring success. Why? When you see in the past when they were bodhisattva or you see when they were saints, you see bodhisattva you see following the path, practicing the path to the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. You see, they did so much prayers, you see, for us sentient beings, especially to succeed. they did so much prayers for us sentient beings, and you see, they did so much prayers, you see, what we pray, you know, what we wish, what we pray, and then those to be, say, to be actualized. They generated very strong intention, dedication, for that reason, then to become enlightened. You see, this is what, this is their motivation, you see, why they meditated on the path and actualized the path and become enlightened. The particular thing they dedicated, you see, when they were practicing the path, particularly they dedicated like this, you see, to actualize what we pray, you know, to be able to actualize, to have success. So they promised, they made a commitment, you see, they promised in the past that in the designated time, you see, and then, you see, what they prayed in the past and our prayers is to be actualized. So therefore, you see, because of the degeneration, because of the degeneration of the the mind, you see, this, you know, ignorance and dissatisfied mind desire, the attachment and anger, so forth. This, you see, unhealthy mind or the disturbing thoughts, you see, they get, they become so gross, you see, nowadays, become so gross, so that the mind doesn't need it. You see, extremely gross. And so because of that, then, you see, life gets shorter and shorter and shorter. Degeneration of life. You see, the result of that, result of the degeneration of the mind, see, degeneration of life, you know, in the, before, you see, you see, you know, the, quite a few thousands of, quite, you know, number of, before, quite a number of thousands of years, you see, many, the majority of the age, they were ever lived for 100 years, the majority of the people's, you see, life, you see, they were ever to live for 100 years. So even before that, much longer. However, so nowadays, the majority of the majority of the age, majority of the peoples, you see, how long they live, the age, the around, you see, instantly, you know, to be able to live for 100 years. And then, you see, around, you see, 50, 60, 70, around that. So, become the length of life become much shorter. So like this, the degeneration of life, so that from where it comes is from the mind. The, you see, this degeneration of mind, you know, not having, not trying to develop a mind. You see, not having, not practicing, you see, to develop a mind. So the from the degeneration of mind, then. Degeneration of sentient, degeneration of living beings, you see, becoming very difficult, very difficult, you see, to defeat, very difficult to be subdued. so, takes a long, very stubborn, so, very difficult. However, very difficult to practice patience, you know, very difficult to practice compassion, and so forth. So even, you see, even one receives explanation how to do, but difficult, you see, but very difficult to practice and able to unable to practice like that, you see, difficult. So the degeneration of sentient beings, then degeneration of, you see, the time, so the degeneration of time, then a lot of famines and a lot of wars, many disasters happening. So the degeneration of time, again, that comes from the degeneration of mind. Then degeneration of circumstances. not circumstances, I'm a mistake. Not circumstances. The degeneration of view. view, you see. Then somebody, I see, example, if somebody tells truth, if somebody tells the, you know, somebody tells from the heart, sincerely, you see, somebody tells truth, you see, difficult, see, to listen, to difficult to believe. But if somebody tells lie, you see, very easy to, somebody cheats, somebody tells lie, very easy to believe. in something wrong, in a wrong view, very easy to believe. But something is truthful, something reality, something truthful, something beneficial. Somebody tells sincerely from the heart, you see, truth, you see, very difficult to believe, difficult to understand, or difficult to believe, and less people believing in the truth. so degeneration of you see, right view. So here, this view is not only talking, not talking ultimate view. which is something very subtle, something very subtle. It's not talking ultimate view. It's talking the, you see, the gross view. you see, the conventional truth, which is conventional truth, which is not the ultimate truth. It's conventional truth. you see, gross. So somebody gives you. the same. explains wrong. They say somebody gives a wrong explanation of what is the cause of happiness, what is the cause of problems. Then that's easy to accept and easy to, you know, easy to have faith. But if somebody explains, you see, unmistaken cause of happiness, unmistaken cause of suffering, it's very difficult to find, difficult to find. One find difficult to understand and to generate faith. participate in that. So that is the degeneration of the view. So all this basically is coming from the first one. You see, not developing the mind. Into that path, you see, the same. Because not practicing to develop a mind, so these other disturbing thoughts or unhealthy mind, you see, get, become developed and become, you see, very gross. So, however, so nowadays, it's time, you see, the, this our time, degenerate time than previous. past is different time. So at that, however, so medicine, the healing, the fully enlightened being. So the you see, promised before, you see, in the past to bring success, or you see, the prayers and our prayers. So therefore, if you do meditation or we meditation or recitation, if you ask, you see these fully enlightened beings, you see because of they, you see. Determination or the dedication, you see, bodhicitta or the, you see, the altruism is to benefit us in the being. So strong dedication due to power that, you see, intention, you see, the compassion. Success. And then particularly the particularly this healing, you see, enlightened beings the Tibetan doctors so you see they after they met medicine then they bless the medicine through meditation, through, you see, healing, you see, the enlightened beings, mantra, meditations. So, you see, in this way, besides the power of the substances, all this, you see, medicinal plants, all the things they put together, besides that, then there's, you see, spiritual power. The medicines, you see, has spiritual effect or the power, you see, additional power that it can heal, can help others, you see, for quick, you see, recovery. Also purify, you know, the mind, you see. So this way, this way, the meditation, this way, then the pills become more, say, effective. So usually, when somebody is in a very serious state, you see, very serious state, you see, having very severe, say, disease, then it has been very common experience that there are, you see, meditation practices to do with the medicine Buddha. very elaborate one, containing, you see, each of the purposes, each of the healing, you see, enlightened beings, you see, each of the purposes, particular functions and dedications, you see, containing, you see, quite elaborate story, you know. there's elaborate meditation practice of medicine Buddha. then there's a short one, which is, you know, condensed, that also contains each healing enlightened being the particular functions. this has been common experience that by having done this meditation or these pujas, that other than person who is very serious, you know, who has very severe disease, you see, either the person gets recovered immediately, or they, you know, or you see, immediately, they say, it decides either to live or either to die. you see, instead of having pain for, you see, instead of living the life with so much pain, then you see, the person, you see, dies soon, you see, without taking much time. You see, after, you see, just 1 or 2, 3 years, few days, just die very soon. Then, with peaceful mind. So these are common experiences, which are very powerful. And these seven, the healing, the enlightened being, this is used you see, meditation object for success. by many practitioners, for the, you see, especially for spiritual growth, for development of their mind. Then the other one, before mentioning that, so one can understand even from the mantra of the healing, you see, enlightened being, even from mantra, one can understand Dayata, you see, Om, Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Raja, Samungata Soha. You see, Bekanze means eliminating the pain. Bekanze means eliminating the pain. Eliminating the pain. Bekanze, eliminating pain, eliminating pain. Maha Bekanze, great, you see, the eliminating pain. So, Bekanze, one explanation, one commentary, one way of explaining the meaning. You see, first, Bekanze, eliminating the pain. the true suffering, the whole entire, you see, problem. that contains, you see, the whole entire, not just the disease, but you see, any problem, you see, including death, you see, including the birth and death, which is not, which is, you see, which is caused by action and disturbing thoughts. You see, with complete freedom manifesting that, not that one. You see, not with complete like those holy beings who have complete control over death and rebirth, and then manifest in order to benefit others. Not like those transcendental beings who are completely free from the, you see, danger of the who are completely free from the suffering, rebirth, and death. not like that. But you see, experiencing death and rebirth, not with your freedom. being under the control of action, and action motivated by the disturbing thoughts, such as the ignorance, not knowing the ultimate nature of the I. including those, all these, things is all the problems of the body and mind. So eliminating whole entire suffering. Then becomes the second becomes means eliminating all the causes, all the cause of the suffering, the true cause of the suffering. So that which is in the mind, that which is not outside, which is in the mind. That which creates, you see, that which is in the mind, that which is the action, that which is the action, and disturbing thoughts. you see, the ignorance, not knowing the ultimate nature of the I, and mind, so forth. So, if there's a cause, then the cause makes outside the food, sun, you see, however, you see, as recently mentioned so much in the TV, that, the laying down in the sun, laying down in the beach, which is the sun, that causes skin cancer. So much mentioned recently in the TV. However, if there's a cause inside, then those outside conditions, and then you see, they make the outside phenomena to become the condition, disease and so forth. But if there's no cause in the mind, then there's nothing which makes outside phenomena to become the condition for the disease. there should be reason the outside phenomena to become the condition for the disease. There should be a reason why. there has to be a reason why they harm to that person. There should be a reason. So the reason, the explanation, the ultimate reason is the cause. The ultimate reason why this outside condition, food, this and that, you see. climate, such and such. white makes, white being a condition for disease and so forth. the ultimate reason is the cause. goes back to the, you see, for the reason, ultimate reason, that is sort of the explanation of the cause. So, you see, because there's cause, so there's condition. So without cause, there's no reason which makes this to become condition, the problem. So like that, same, for example, the sun. The sun doesn't cause skin cancer to everybody. For some people, it may does. but anybody who lay down in the sun, at the beach, the sun, you see, anybody who lay down at the beach doesn't get skin cancer. Everybody. So, how many, thousands of years ago, since people start to go to the beach? How many thousands of years? Anyway, this is my argument for that explanation. Saying that sun is the cause, you see, that's my argument to that topic, you see. So, since human being happened on this earth, the being under the sun, being under the sun happened, you see, from that time. But from the very beginning, since human being started, you see, cancer didn't start. You see, So there's also this reason why it didn't happen in at the beginning, when the human being started, even though they lay down in the sun. Then even nowadays, not everybody gets skin cancer for lay down in the sun. So why? So that's one. However, so then those who have the cause, the proof why the sun is not the main cause, why it is not the cause. if it is the cause of skin cancer, then everyone should get skin cancer. If that's the cause. So not everyone do not get skin cancer, so that proves it's not the cause. You see, even though it does, but its condition is not the main cause. those who have cause, which is to get skin cancer, then this outside this certain phenomena, they can become a condition. If it becomes a condition, the skin cancer, whatever it is, problem. So anybody who has the cause, if nothing is done, and if one's own side does nothing for that, then it is definite to bring its own result. You see, the problem. As long as one doesn't do anything, as long as this cause doesn't have any obstacle, then you see, definitely to bring its own result. like even plant the seed. So if you plant the seed, definitely, if there's no obstacle, birds eating, worms eating, if there's no obstacle, definitely it will bring its own result, the stems and the fruit. So it's like that. As long as we don't do anything with the cause, and then since we have the cause and we don't do anything for that, then we suppose it will bring the result. It's a nature. It's a nature of the phenomena. what do you think? That means eliminating the cause. Eliminating the cause of the problems. That which is the actions, and that is motivated by the action, motivated by the disturbing thoughts, such as the ignorance, not knowing, ultimately to the I and mind, so forth. third Mahabhikhanji. Then it means eliminating even the imprint, even the subtle imprint, great eliminating, great is eliminating pain. So this means even the imprint that's left on the conscience is by the disturbing thoughts. such as the ignorance, not knowing the ultimate nature of the I, mind, so forth. even this imprint gets, purified, eliminated. So Mahabhikhanji. However, then this contains all the whole graduate path to enlightenment, the remedy, whole graduate path to enlightenment. First one, graduate path of Lord Buddha, middle, second Bhikkhanji, graduate path of the middle, the first one, graduate part of the lower capable being and general, and the second Bhikkhanji, graduate part of the middle capable being and general, and the Mahabhikkhanji, the graduate part of the higher capable being. like this. So the whole graduate part from beginning to end up to peerless happiness, full enlightenment, all contained in the mantra of the healing, enlightened being. So like this. by doing the mantra, vegetation, then leaves imprint on the mind. And then you see also then one is able to exercise the part that which is significant, that which is content in the mantra. You see the whole part. it establishes the blessing within one's heart. And then through that, you see, generates the whole present part, single part, the Bekhanji, Ma Bekhanji, Ma Bekhanji. You see, and then the Om, then you see, the Om is made of three sounds, A, U, Ma, and they signify, that signifies the, you see, the healing, the fully enlightened beings, Vajra holy body, the complete pure holy body, complete pure holy speech, complete pure holy mind. So, you see, that it means by exercising the whole part, then it purifies the impure, one's own impure body, speech, mind, and then get transformed into a healing, you see, the fully enlightened beings. The pure holy body, holy speech, holy mind. then one shall become, you see, perfect guide. you see, then without any effort, without the slightest mistake, then you see, able to, one has omniscient mind to see every living being's, you see, mind, the you see, characteristics, the levels, then every different methods, whatever it fits to them to bring them in happiness, from happiness to happiness, to the peerless happiness, full enlightenment. one has, then that time one has omniscient mind to see, understand all this, is to see all these things directly. Then with this, then one has perfect power. One has perfect power to reveal, you see, then to manifest, you see, numberless, to manifest the, you see, however, the body, you know, for the body to manifest numberless forms, numberless forms, you see, to every sentient, to every sentient being, to every living being, you see, whatever it fits to thee. You see, and to, how say, even one for one, to guide one sentient being, manifest, you see, make so many different aspects. And, you see, reveal different methods, and, you see, guide, giving material help, giving other education, or giving, you see, teaching, say, giving teaching, you know, and showing the path. So many, you see, whatever is needed, you see. So, from the side of the living beings, one day, you see, one day, positive imprint, one day, positive imprint, left by past positive action, you see, so whenever that, you see, ripens, then, you see, without delay, even a second, then, you see, guides, by revealing various means with the body, and speech, mind, then guide the sentient being from happiness to happiness, onto the peerless happiness, fully enlightenment. So, however, so like this. So, you see, the mantra, so all the mantra of the enlightened beings, you see, all the mantras of the enlightened beings, all contains basically same like this. next one, the next blessing, the initiation or the blessing of one aspect of enlightened being, that is called the Sangita. It's a compassionate Buddha. We say Avalokiteshvara in Sanskrit, or the compassionate Buddha, the manifested compassionate Buddha manifested in a particular form. You see, a remedy. You see, you see, they are being. They are not only you see food and you see climates, you see places, but there are other conditions for disease. living beings, they are the spirits of nagas. they are the different types of beings that who are associated with the you see who harm, you know. But of course, basically, it's like you see. It's like one upset somebody, you see, out of self-cherishing thought that one didn't care the other person, you see, did something, you know, or out of anger, you see, to that person did something, then that person harmed to us. It's exactly like this. It is coming from our, even those beings are harming, you see. Become a condition for disease. It originally came from our mind. So like this example, you know. so you see, like this example, anyway. So this second compassion Buddha, Sangita, compassion Buddha manifested in this particular aspect, Sangita. you see, to protect, to free, see, to liberate the, you see, the living beings, you see, you see, who receives harm from them, then to free, to liberate us from those, you see, those living beings, such as Naga, so forth, you see, those. Naga, landlords of the different beings. So, you see, to liberate us, to free us from those harms. that many lamas, many meditators, you see, those who have arthritis, those who have, you see, and the limbs shrinking, arthritis, you see, disease. Also, that is related with Naga. You see, outside conditions, Naga. they use this meditation, this deity, you see, liberating the patients from the those harms. You see, there's a particular very involved meditation to do. So by doing this meditation, once, you know, few times, depending on the person who does the meditation. So then you see, this is those meditators experience the, you know, those lamas, those other lamas, they experience that you see, the arthritis recovered. This is, you know, recovered. You see, stopped. You know, by doing the meditation of this, and then. So for arthritis, the, you see, nerves shrinking, limbs are shrinking, unable to function. So this this meditation, this enlightened beings meditation is very powerful, very effective. Then even reciting, you know, even reciting the 10,000 or 300, 400, 500, even that much reciting the mantra of this Sangita, this compassion Buddha, very powerful thing to heal. Listen to you. There's one monk in South India, in Sera Monastery, who had, you know, who had much difficulties to work. one friend, you know, with whom we lived together in India, in this, you know, a place this called Baksa, was certain quite a length of time we lived together. So then I sent this meditation to do 40,000 times this mantra. So last time when I went there, so he's able to work better, much better than before. So however, generally, so any disease, not just arthritis, but any disease, that's related with Naga, this particular disease, then the disease gets healed. Receiving the blessing of this deity and doing the practice. So that's the logic. You see, those other beings existing, and they become the condition harming the patients.